The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
With so many incredible potato varieties available, the hardest part about planting anymore is choosing the right ones. I'm Amy Grisak, a garden writer in Great Falls, Montana, and I'd like to give you a few tips on how to choose the right potatoes for what you do with them in the kitchen. Now, potatoes are classified in a couple of different ways, or several different ways. There are the high starch varieties, such as the russets, that's a classic one. There's also a more waxy type, which a lot of the red potatoes fall into this category. And then there are those that are in between, that are, just right down the middle and are more of an all-purpose potato. Now, when you are looking at all these gorgeous potatoes in the bin and trying to decide which ones to plant, the thing is you have to think, how am I most going to use these? If you're going to do a lot of baked potatoes, you want to lean towards the russets and towards some of the other white ones, because with their high starch content, when you bake them, they're nice and fluffy and they really soak up all that butter and that sour cream, and they're just really, really good that way. However, these same high starch ones that are so good as a baked potato don't do so well in other categories such as mashed. For example, I really like a Katahdin potato. It's a variety out of Maine that we always grew in Ohio. Really good flavor, grows really well, nice big potatoes, stores very well, and is just phenomenal in a lot of applications. But when I make mashed potatoes with them, I have to really, really, really keep an eye on them because they cook up really fast. And if they go too long, either I have potato soup or if I manage to be able to strain the water off, because they truly cook into nothing almost. And then I make the mashed potatoes, they tend to be a gooey mess. I've thrown a lot of batches away because they were just cooked way too long, which frankly does not take very long at all when using these types of potatoes in the manner they're not best used for. So that's one thing to think about with the higher starch potatoes. On the flip side, you have the more waxy ones. Now, these are a lot of the red varieties. They tend to have thinner skins, but they hold together pretty well when they're steamed or boiled. So when you're making like potato salad, if you make potato salad with something that's high starch, if you kind of steam or boil that, it's just going to crumble on you. But when you use a waxy potato, it's going to hold together those nice cubes, really cool, really nice. But it doesn't make as fluffy of a baked potato as one of the others would. So that's why you might need both there. The nice thing too about red potatoes is they're the classic new potato in the spring. So when you plant them in the spring, say about June or so, you can reach right under those plants and pull out the ones that are golf ball size or so. Really, really good. The skins are really tender. They're really easy to steam and serve with butter or cream, especially if you have fresh peas too, for a classic early summer dish. Now, the drawback for red potatoes, outside of not being the best in the baked department, is they don't store quite as well as a lot of the white skinned and a lot of the higher starch potatoes. So if you're planting red potatoes, or if you're planting both, you'll want to use up those reds first because they're probably not going to make it till spring like some of the others. Now, for the in-between type of potatoes, we really have a lot of choices. The Yukon Gold and those yellow skin varieties are some of the favorites that are out there anymore just because they're good all the way around. They make a good baked potato. They make phenomenal mashed potatoes, roasted potatoes, any of that. And I don't know if it's just a perceptual thing because of the yellow skin and the yellow flesh, but they seem to taste buttery. Any of those yellow potatoes I really, really like. Also, anymore, we have really cool, those purple and those blue varieties that are so good. Now, those tend to be kind of in between of the starch and the waxiness too. And those are really good roasted and making chips and things like that. Plus, they're just fun to have that cool tone to them that's really, really different. Along those lines of color, we also have potato varieties out there that have kind of a pink flesh. And those are, they're tasty and they're great and everything. My one experience with them, I grew quite a few one year, and it was interesting making mashed potatoes because, of course, all the mashed potatoes turned out pink. And since I have all guys in my family, they've all got in touch with their feminine side eating pink mashed potatoes all winter long. But those are really good too. You just, as long as everybody's okay with it, eating pink mashed potatoes, then that works. Now, the one type of potato that I absolutely have to grow every year are the fingerlings. They are my absolute favorites because they're so easy and so yummy. I can't tell you how they store, unfortunately, because I've never had them last that long. But during the summer, I usually have a bed full of them. And as we need them for dinner, I just go pull up and a bowl full and wash the dirt off and everything, pat them dry. Roll them in olive oil and then season them with a little salt and pepper and maybe paprika or rosemary, something like that. And then just put them on a medium grill for medium hot grill for about 30 minutes, flipping them halfway through. They're just absolutely delicious. Skins are tender, flavor is great, and it's a super simple summertime meal. So as you can see, when we're looking at those potato bins, we really have a lot to think about. So go for color, go for fun. You don't need to sway away from that, but also go for practicality. Think about how you use your potatoes most and pick those varieties that are going to best suit your needs.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.